afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon, and this is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleas. KSL's top story this hour, it is breaking news. Spanish Fork police say there are two schools in secure protocol right now. This comes after a text threat was made referencing a Spanish Fork High School, which could mean either Spanish Fork High School or Landmark High School. They tracked the phone west to either Payson or Santa Quinn, but police want to reiterate there is no active shooter. Reaction to this weekend's state GOP convention continues to roll in after some favorites did not get party nominations and reports of a lot of contention seem to mar some people's experience. Takeaways from the convention include some interesting primary challenges. Hinckley Institute of Politics Associate Director Morgan Lyon-Cotty says perhaps the most interesting matchup is for U.S. Senate.
This will be interesting because John Curtis has become known as more of a moderate candidate. And so I think it may be John Curtis against these more conservative candidates.
One of those challengers would be Riverton Mayor Trent Staggs, who won the delegate vote on Saturday. And Governor Spencer Cox will get a primary challenge from Phil Lyman, who was Saturday's GOP delegate pick for governor. The state GOP convention went hours longer than planned, and it was eye-opening for the first-time candidate Paul Stout.
The words that kept coming to my mind were inefficiency, frustration, and acrimony.
He tells David Dujanovic the lines to cast votes were long, and some people didn't even get to cast their votes.
And the chairman kept getting up and saying, no, we already agreed on this, and we're going to do it this way. And he wanted to have people removed. He wanted to have microphones turned off. It wasn't really happening, and so it was a shouting match at times.
Stout says he arrived before 8 in the morning for the convention. It didn't wrap up until 11 p.m. The head of the Utah Republican Party is giving his take on how the weekend convention went. KSL News Radio's Adam Small has more.
Utah GOP Chair Robert Axon told me from his view on the stage.
Most people there participated in positive ways and participated in respectful conversations in spite of differences of opinion.
Though Axon did say if there were any interactions he didn't see that went too far, he said he would not condone, nor is there any space for that kind of behavior. He also spoke to why he thinks some big-name candidates like Governor Spencer Cox and Congressman John Curtis got crushed by their first-time opponents.
So what I sensed was a number of delegates feeling like some of these other candidates, they're already on the primary ballot, and so I'm going to support somebody else so that there can be a continuation of options.
Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Governor Cox faced a booing crowd and lost at the state Republican convention. He said the pushback just gives ammunition to people already against the caucus convention system.
They're telling us that the caucus convention system has been hijacked by extremists who don't represent the real Republicans in our state. And I hope we're not giving them more ammunition today.
State Representative Phil Lyman beat Cox 2-1, but Cox will be on the ballot because he did collect signatures. Some are arguing the running mate of Governor candidate Phil Lyman isn't actually qualified to be on the ballot this fall. KSL News Radio's Eric Cabrera explains.
Phil Lyman's interpretation of a line in the Utah Constitution is what's up for debate, specifically the part that reads, resident citizen of the state for 5 years, next preceding the election. Lyman's statement referred to an Ohio Supreme Court ruling the term next would require any period of 5 years preceding the 2024 election, and says Lane Bangerter meets the requirement. But Senator Todd Weiler gave David Dujanovic his legal interpretation of the line.
It's very clear that the intent is it has to be 5 years up to the date of the election. And we know that hasn't been met here.
We've yet to reach the elections office for clarity on the verbiage. Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
Editor of Utah Policy Holly Richardson tells David Dujanovic the anger and animosity of the convention was really disturbing.
There were fists thrown. There were police presence had to be called over. There were delegates walking around in a T-shirt that said, "Make tar and feathers legal again."
Richardson says there was a complete lack of decorum with calls for civil war and other T-shirts reading, "Make America violent again." KSL's top national stories. Columbia University's president says the ongoing pro-Palestinian protests have made some students feel threatened and unwelcome. ABC's Dave Packer has more.
Talks between Columbia University and student pro-Palestinian protesters have broken down, says University President Manoush Shafik in a statement. While she says the university is committed to allowing all members of the community to speak their minds, Shafik is calling on protesters to disperse, saying that Jewish students and others have found the situation intolerable and noise is keeping other students from being able to sleep or study for exams. The encampment's sitting on the lawn where graduation ceremonies are set to take place in just weeks. Dave Packer, ABC News, New York.
First look traffic. Good afternoon, Ricky Meese.
Good afternoon, Maria. We do have an auto pedestrian crash called out in Taylorsville, 5400 south at Redwood Road. But if you're traveling the freeways, you're good to go. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1205.
Listen to KSL for news to get exactly what you want.
Stories about what's going to affect me.
Traffic. If I want to know now, I'll go to KSL Radio.
Hear the important stories, the stories that affect you.
On KSL News Radio.
Sometimes owning a small business means making big upgrades. Make them happen with a small business equipment loan from Cypress Credit Union. For a limited time, get a rate discount of 0.50% APR and make the most of affordable credit union rates. Let Cypress help you purchase or upgrade your commercial equipment today. Apply online at cypresscu.com.
Cypress Credit Union, your future is our future.
Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
CommonSpirit Health has expert orthopedic care that gets you back at it and back to your best. Find skilled orthopedic physicians at CommonSpirit locations who specialize in general orthopedics and repair of hips, knees, shoulders, and hands, so you can return to running races or chasing the grandkids. CommonSpirit Health. Hospitals, clinics, and caregivers all connected to advance healthcare in Colorado, Kansas, and Utah. Orthopedic care with human kindness is here. Visit mountain.commonspirit.org.
Hi, this is Doug Wright. The other night, Dee and I had the chance to go to Hale Center Theater and catch the opening night of a regional premiere. The title of the show? I know, you probably haven't heard it before because, as I mentioned, it's a regional premiere. May We All, a country musical. This is where the wide, wide world is like one big country song. What a fun show. Small town country girl goes out for her dream and ends up back in her hometown in Tennessee. There are so many wonderful, familiar tunes here. Original music, of course. And what I love is the fun story that's all mixed with the greatest voices and live music throughout the presentation. You're going to love May We All. And still to come, just around the corner now, how about the Time Machine? It's time to get your season tickets. Nutty Professor, Adam's Family, The Magician's Elephant, Beauty and the Beast. There's so much more. Go to hct.org. Get your tickets now in time for Mother's Day.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's Noon News. Recapping our top story, a lot of reports have been rolling in about the poor behavior at this weekend's state GOP convention. But the GOP party chair says most people there participated in respectful conversations. KSL News Time 1207. St. George is being recognized for the city's air. KSL News Radio's Tammy Kikuchi has the story.
St. George, Utah is ranked 10th in the nation for clean air. That's according to the State of Air report by the American Lung Association. Joe Thomas with the Division of Air Quality says things like electric cars are helping to make a difference.
Having cleaner cars, you're reducing a portion of the ingredients coming from one sector. That is important.
Thomas says Mother Nature helps by providing a climate that helps move pollution and ozone out of the area. He also credits city planners who build the city but keep clean air in mind. Meanwhile, Salt Lake City comes in at 37th for the worst air in the nation. Tammy Kikuchi, KSL News Radio.
New mountain bike trails and equestrian-friendly routes are being added to Butterfield Trailhead Regional Park. Calista Pearson with Salt Lake County Parks and Recreation says this is a great opportunity for people who are seeking outdoor recreation apart from Draper and other busy areas.
It's great for the Southwest. We're pretty sure it's going to be heavily used by the people in Harriman, Riverton, Bluffdale, West Jordan, South Jordan, that area, even the people coming up from Utah County.
The new features will contribute to the 17-mile trail system that includes opportunities to hike, bike, ride horses, or walk your dog. County officials hope the latest updates will be available by the summer. A study out of BYU looks at the way students are using AI for their classes. Don Brinkerhoff has more.
The study found students are primarily using AI in four different ways.
The four main categories that we found students were using ChatGPT for was one, retrieval, two, generation, three, to review or rewrite, and then the fourth category was evaluating.
Cole Sutton was a research assistant helping with the study. He says retrieval is kind of like a targeted Google search. Generation is using the technology to actually create content. Review and rewrite is kind of like having an editor correct mistakes, and using it to evaluate is asking the AI to tell them if something is good or not. Sutton says whether whether those ways are cheating or not is a bit of a sliding scale. Don Brinkerhoff, KSL News Radio.
Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. What's happening, Ricky?
Pretty quiet on your Valley freeways. No accidents, no delays. You're seeing good speeds on I-15 both directions between Ogden and Provo. We did have an accident called out, an auto pedestrian crash with injuries in Taylorsville, Redwood Road, 5400 South. I'm not seeing it, but the traffic camera isn't giving me a full view. But there are also lots of parking lots that this could have happened in. So just be aware if you're traveling through that area, you may see something. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
A beautiful first half of the day. We'll call it partly cloudy with temperatures topping out near 70 degrees. We then have a cool front that'll kick up some winds this afternoon and clouds tonight. 39 in the overnight, goes to 62 and mostly sunny for tomorrow afternoon. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Partly cloudy skies, very nice, 63 degrees downtown. Coming up on Utah's New News, students at Columbia University are being told clear their encampment or face suspension. We'll talk to ABC News reporter Dave Packer to get the latest on the campus protest. That's next, streaming live at KSLNewsRadio.com and on the app for KSL News Radio. We are Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
When the weather warms up, it's like a stampede, except instead of dust stirred up by hundreds of hooves, it's a cascade of phone calls to Advanced Window Products. This is Jeff Kaplan. Soon as the sun shines and the snow's gone, people want new windows and frames from Utah's number one custom window maker, and the wait for installation grows longer. But right now, you can get near the front of the line by calling for a quote and get $2,500 off when you purchase 10 windows or more. That's on top of the incredible savings for the highest quality double-pane windows and frames, any style, any color. See, at Advanced Window Products, they actually build the windows here in Utah, they install the windows, and they guarantee them for life. There's no middleman, and they can pass the savings on to you. They even offer buy now, pay later. So get in before the wait grows longer and get the $2,500 off. Get your new windows this spring. Make the call. Advanced Window Products, 801-850-9100. That's 801-850-9100. Or visit AdvancedWindowsUSA.com. Bye.
Advertising used to be simple. Your options were radio, TV, newspaper, and let's not forget the yellow pages. Now it seems like a tidal wave of options. Podcast, cable TV, streaming, OTT, CTV, audio network, smart speakers. On top of that, you need digital marketing for your website along with SEM, SEO, display, video, YouTube, email, and all the social media platforms. Look, you're the expert in your business. Wouldn't it be nice to have an expert to market you? We are Bonneville Salt Lake, the local marketing and media company you know and trust. We reach customers across all digital and social platforms and have the reach of traditional advertising available as well. We find your customer anytime, any place, anywhere, on any device here in Utah or anywhere in the world. We work to optimize your results with our in-house local team of experts, providing you with qualified leads, not just impressions. Contact Stephanie Palmer at KSL for a free consultation, including a complete digital audit with no obligation or cost to you. Email spalmer@ksl.com. That's spalmer@ksl.com.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless. And I will never understand it. I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
the head of the Utah Republican Party says he thought most people at this year's GOP convention were respectful, while others say people's behavior was far from that. I'm KSL News Radio's Adam Small.
Second, two high schools in Spanish Fork are on secure protocol right now after getting a threat from a student that is likely in Santaquin. Police say there is no active shooter threat. Third, traffic and weather together, Ricky.
You're good to go on the Valley freeways. No accidents, no delays. We have had some backups in both directions on 3300 South near 2100 East. Not sure what's going on in that stretch, but just expect to see some delays. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Increasing clouds by later today, but a nice high of 69. I'm Matt Johnson.
Sunshine 63 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. It's 2 p.m. Eastern Time, and that is the deadline for pro-Palestinian protesters at Columbia University.
Occupants of the nearly two-week-old pro-Palestinian encampment on Columbia University's central lawn given a deadline of 2 p.m. today to pack up and leave or face immediate suspension. That deadline has now passed. In a Monday statement, the university president saying the encampment is, quote, creating an unwelcome environment for members of our community. Protesting students were told they would not be punished if they left and signed an agreement promising to comply with university policy through the end of the next academic year. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Columbia also faces a class action lawsuit which accuses it of violating its student safety protocols. Negotiations continue in Egypt in hopes of reaching a humanitarian ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. The Biden administration, meanwhile, has wrapped up an investigation into IDF actions in the West Bank.
The State Department says it's determined five Israeli defense units have in the past committed gross human rights violations. State Department spokesman Vedant Patel.
All of these were incidents much before October 7th, and none took place in Gaza.
Patel says in the case of four of the IDF units, remediation has already taken place. No restrictions on further U.S. military aid are expected. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
The cleanup is beginning in Sulphur City, Oklahoma, one of the places hit hardest in last weekend's tornado outbreak.
I've worked in this area for 25 years. I've grown to somewhat love Sulphur and Murray County. And to see this, it is very devastating. But I have full confidence in this group. And they are on a mission to restore what they can.
Captain Shelby Humphrey with the state's Highway Patrol. The hush money trial of former President Trump resumes tomorrow. You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. As you just heard on ABC News, Columbia University has distributed a letter to members of that encampment on campus telling them they have to gather their belongings and leave the area. That deadline has just passed. And joining me live is ABC News correspondent Dave Packer. Dave, thanks for being with me today.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, the 2 o'clock deadline has passed, and there are defiant students right now on the campus. It seems like this has done anything but energize them right now as they continue marching around the green. Activities for the commencement are supposed to take place in just a little over 2 weeks on the 15th of May, but they would, of course, have to take place right on that very same green, and so far the protesters are not moving.
So that letter did include some conversation about how the Jewish students on campus are feeling threatened. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, this morning earlier before the letter that went to the protesters, there was a statement from the university president and Manu Shafik, and she said that basically, look, we want to have these commencement ceremonies. There are students at the university who are trying to study for finals. They're getting ready for commencement, that they're being distracted by that, by these loud protests. But also she spoke about the Jewish students on campus who have told her that they feel threatened. Some of them feel that they can't come onto campus or learning remotely. And one Jewish student has even filed a class action lawsuit saying that the university has not provided her with adequate protection and a feeling of security.
Tell us about these negotiations. We know that students want the university to divest, but what's the sticking point and what's the university saying about that?
And that is a sticking point. You know, the students want the university to divest any interest in Israel financially or otherwise. And the in that message this morning from the university president, she flat out said, no, that's not going to happen. The negotiations broke down over the weekend. Obviously, that was a major sticking point, and that's where it's left us right now.
Okay, and you're saying now these students are energized, not looking like any of them are leaving.
And there are, you know, the university president said she would not bring in police this time, as they did about a week ago, to try and disperse it. But there are police right now just off campus at the gates, just to make sure that nothing de-escalates. And whether they'll be brought in now, it's unclear. Again, she said she wouldn't do it. There is campus police, and of course there's a possibility that the suspended students, being that they're not technically enrolled, could be considered trespassing, and that might be a way to clear some of those students out.
All right, Dave, thanks so much for giving us an update.
You bet.
And live on the KSL Newsline, that is ABC News correspondent Dave Packer. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Here's Ricky Meese.
Well, scanners are calling out a new accident. This is 90th South near 4th West. That's going to be just west of the Jordan Gateway. If you're going to be traveling that stretch, emergency crews have been dispatched, but I don't think they've been able to arrive yet. Valley Freeway traffic still rolling along and looking good, and I think they've cleared or else moved the accident and auto pedestrian crash out of the way, 5400 South and Redwood Road. S&S Roofing is your trusted source for quality and affordability. They've been the top roofing company in Utah for over 40 years. Schedule an estimate now. Get a free quote at snsroofinginc.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7A forecast starting out at 69 today. Partly cloudy skies, and those clouds will thicken up into the afternoon and evening. 62 tomorrow, mostly sunny. Drops off to 54. Mostly cloudy skies on Wednesday with a slight chance for an evening shower. 59, partly cloudy on Thursday, goes 67 on Friday. Weekend looks pretty good. Mid-70s with partly cloudy skies Saturday, Sunday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Partly cloudy skies in downtown Salt Lake City, 64 degrees. The 7-day forecast is brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. Quick check of the markets. The Dow right now, it's up triple digits, even as Wall Street is headed into what's expected to be kind of a wild week with the Fed meeting, talking about interest rates. We'll get you a complete update of your money news coming up next.
Febreze. Fabric Talk.
Hey, it's me, your couch. Today's my favorite day of the week, Febreze Fabric Spray Day. The occasional deep cleans are nice, but in between, you know I'm needing a refresh. Ooh, here she comes with the Febreze Fabric Spray. Oh, yeah, spritz them armrests. Don't be shy. Nothing like a good spray down to get me smelling so fresh and clean. Don't forget my back. Nice. Febreze Fabric Spray. It's just that easy. Now we can both breathe happy. Febreze. La, 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 la.
Tired of hearing scary radio ads about the IRS? Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000 or $500,000, we have a solution. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS with zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with a BBB. End your tax nightmare today by visiting TRA.com or call 800-583-6681. That's 800-583-6681.
You've been trying to hold off, but you think it's time you might need a new roof? Best move you could make is to call the highest rated roofing contractor in Utah. IWC Roofing has been working up there for 27 years. They offer the best warranty in the business, backed by Owens Corning. What's most amazing is they'll replace your entire roof in one day. Instead of Chuck with a truck showing up for a week of chaos and mayhem, you get professionals. IWC Roofing is in, they're out, and they power wash your driveway just to say thank you. They'll even send pictures from the roof so you know exactly what you're getting for your hard-earned money. Now, you think a highly skilled Owens Corning Platinum Certified contractor would charge more, but no. IWC offers a better price, and if you call now, they'll give you an extra $2,000 off your quote. $2,000 off. So call IWC Roofing for a free estimate, 801-232-5690, 232-5690, or visit IWCRoofingUtah.com.
Looking for a secure retirement plan without market risk? Look no further. Lyle Boss, president of Boss Financial, specializes in no market risk retirement strategies with guarantees of principal, guaranteed growth, and lifelong income. Join Lyle right here each Saturday and Sunday for his Safe Money radio show, and call him now at 855-355-SAFE for your complimentary customized Safe Money information kit and Safe Money book. Nothing but upside here at 855-355-SAFE.
Tonight on KSL, with airlines quietly raising the cost of checking luggage, is there a better way to send your suitcase?
I've shipped many things.
Inflation buster Matt Gephardt reroutes his spring break baggage to find out. And maybe keep you from getting captured at the carousel.
It's been 20 minutes and we only got one.
I bet it's been more like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Luggage, check it or ship it. Tonight on KSL 5 News at 10.
Getting help with electrical repairs is easier than you think. All you have to do is call Any Hour Services or schedule an appointment at anyhourservices.com. No one helps more homeowners than Any Hour Services.
KSL News Time 1225. Major League Baseball players have been complaining about new uniforms designed by Nike, saying the smaller font size and the thinner materials do not feel like a Major League uniform.
Commissioner Rob Manfred said in February,
in baseball, any new initiative, there's going to be some negative feedback.
But the league has now listened. In a memo to players obtained by our partners at ESPN, baseball says Nike innovated something that doesn't need to be innovated, and the uniforms will be changed no later than the start of next season. Larger lettering will return to the backs of jerseys, mismatched pants and tops will be rectified, and so will the jersey's issue of collecting sweat. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Watching Utah's money, older Americans are fueling a boost in the U.S. economy. They account for a larger share of consumer spending, which is the main driver of economic growth. Much of their spending is going toward higher-priced services like travel, health care, and entertainment, which is pushing those prices and inflation upward. It seems like Utah is not the best place to retire. GoBankingRates.com looked at small towns across the U.S. and found that Camp Hill, Pennsylvania, Northville, Michigan, and Fort Mitchell, Kentucky have the highest livability ratings. A few U.S. dollars could be worth $150,000. Two batches of $1 bills printed in 2014 and 2016 were printed twice before going into circulation. So there are dollar bills with the same serial number. Currency collectors are offering up to $200,000 for a pair. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow up by 129 points. It sits at 38,369. S&P up by 13. The NASDAQ, it's up by 52. 2 points.
Don't let this happen to you.
Some people have been stuck for over 20 minutes just trying to get from 4 and 500 South up to the North Temple intersection.
Know before you go.
You're going to see your typical congestion areas on city streets.
Cleanup of a crash continues westbound I-80.
Get traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s.
It could mean the difference between getting to your destination on time or...
We have you covered.
Mornings and afternoons
on KSL News Radio.
Introducing Peach Doors and Windows. Are you ready to upgrade your home with stunning new windows but are overwhelmed with how to begin? Look no further than Peach Windows. You know at Peach, they are all about giving you options. Peach offers a wide selection of wood windows, sleek modern black metal frames, European tilt and turn windows, plus much, much more. It's not just about looks, it's about durability and security to protect what matters most. Let them help you find the perfect match for your home, budget, and personal style. Visit their showroom and see for yourself. No pushy sales tactics, only guidance from their experienced staff. No inflated markups, just to offer so-called discounts. See their 5-star reviews where customers rate them on their attention to detail through every step of the sale and installation process. Amazing home transformations begin with windows and doors. Serving Logan to St. George, just Google Peach Building to see for yourself.
Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. What's going on, Ricky?
We do have an accident reported in Sandy, 90th South between 4th and 5th West. If you're on I-15, good speeds up and down that freeway. But between Ogden and Provo. All clear on the rest of your Salt Lake County freeways. UDOT construction alert. Plan for delays on Bangor Highway this weekend as the bridge over State Route 201 will be closed for maintenance. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Hey, we'll take it above normal today with a high of 69, normal 66. Partly cloudy with those clouds really picking up into the evening. 39 overnight, goes to 62 tomorrow, mostly sunny. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now, very nice, 64 degrees downtown. Join KSL and Tim and Amanda this Friday from 3 to 5 at the Salt Lake NPS Store at 1600 Empire Road, npsstore.com.
You're listening to Utah's New News with Maria Chaleos
on KSL News Radio,
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time, 1230. KSL's top story this hour. A new witness took the stand in the Chad Daybill trial today with new evidence. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe is in Boise with the latest.
A detective with the FBI took the stand. Agent Nicholas Balance shared data from cell phones on the days that both J.J. Vallow and Tylee Ryan were last seen. The days following that, he showed that Alex Cox, Lori Vallow Daybell's brother, was on the Daybell property those days and then went back to his apartment. There are also several phone calls between Cox, Lori Vallow Daybell, and Chad Daybell on those days. Daybell is charged with the murder of his former wife, Tammy Daybell, and Lori's two children, JJ and Tylee. He's very attentive today, sitting up, alert, even though some of this has been pretty dull testimony. Many jurors aren't quite as awake. Reporting in Boise, Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
The man accused of shooting and killing University of Utah student and football player Aaron Lowe is scheduled to be sentenced today. Book Mawat Book pleaded guilty to first-degree felony murder and attempted murder earlier this year. The man accused of shooting a police officer in Vernal on Saturday is now facing 8 charges, including attempted aggravated murder. Vernal police say Rukas Curry opened fire on officers, hitting one multiple times. Curry was also hit when police fired back. The Vernal officer and Curry are now being treated at the University of Utah Hospital, where both are expected to recover. The suspect in the Vernal shooting already had a severe restriction against owning a gun. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston reports.
That's called Category 1, and an arresting document says Rukas Curry got it after he was convicted of assault by prisoner. Utah code says people in this category who knowingly own, use, buy, or sell a firearm will get a second-degree felony. And because of that, one of Curry's recommended charges would get him up to 15 years in prison. KSL TV adds that beyond the second-degree felony in 2017, Curry has been charged with theft, possession, and driving under the influence. Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
3 people are in police custody after shots were fired in Clearfield this weekend. Police say a 4th person drove off. They think he was shot in the foot. Little details have been released. Clearfield officers are asking anyone with information to come forward. KSL's top national stories. Negotiators are meeting today in Cairo to try and work out a ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas. Mick Mulroy, an ABC News analyst and former Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense, says this is the moment for a deal since the Israeli forces have pulled back in preparation for the attack in Rafah.
Once they go back in and they start this offensive, then I think ceasefire negotiations will be over. So this is a really critical time for these negotiations, and hopefully the pressure that's being put on all sides will work, and we'll see a ceasefire in which hostages are released, humanitarian aid is brought in large numbers, and the fighting stops at least for this 6 weeks duration.
Israel's foreign minister has said his country would delay a planned offensive in the city of Rafah in exchange for the release of at least some of the hostages held since last October's attack. WNBA star Brittany Griner, who was released from Russian detention in a high-profile prisoner swap in 2022, is opening up in an exclusive interview with ABC's Robin Roberts on the first moments following her arrest in a Russian airport. Griner explaining the initial confusion, speaking with Russian authorities during her initial detainment.
To be somewhere where there's no understanding. In the U.S., I can articulate what happened, how this happened. I didn't plan to do this. This was a mistake. It was an accident, which I understand accidents have repercussions, but there's nothing. There's none of that.
The full interview will air Wednesday, May 1st on Special Edition of 2020. Other national stories, KSL is following. 5,000 people in Sulphur, Oklahoma are starting to survey the damage from this weekend's devastating tornadoes that rocked the region. Furniture store owner Joyce Mensch tells ABC News their hearts are broken by the loss of their store, which has stood for more than two decades.
Devastating. I'm heartbroken, but it's a building, and that was materialistic stuff.
Many of the small downtowns crumbled. Cars and buses were tossed around and roofs were shredded off houses across a 15-block radius. Locally, water officials were able to mitigate flood risks in Ogden this weekend. KSL News Radio's Alexandria Bonilla reports.
Ogden River reached near flood levels this weekend, but there's no reason to worry for future flood risks. The river actually reached its peak, and water officials are controlling the flow with timed releases. These releases allow control over water levels in the reservoir and downstream rivers. They happen year-round, but are extremely important during spring runoff when the possibility of flooding grows exponentially.
Utah has almost no flood risks right now, thanks to controlled releases and the efficient snowmelt. First look traffic. What's going on, Ricky?
We do have a report of an accident involving a motorcycle. Again, this is in the Taylorsville area on Redwood Road. This time it's reported at 4500 South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1235.
KSL in the palm of your hand.
When the app came out, I knew that I could stream the radio station directly through there.
I just checked there to see if there's anything pertinent.
I regularly use the KSL app.
Get the app for KSL News Radio.
I've just completed 30 days of maintenance on the Salt Lake City Fat Loss Plan, and despite cheat days, my weight only varied by a few ounces over the month. Now, that's a win for me, and it was quite eye-opening because I actually have been able to identify my pitfalls and learn how to keep the weight off. This is a great plan. In 60 days, I lost 25 pounds with Salt Lake City Weight Loss. Their plan literally eliminated my biggest frustration with dieting. The weight just came off so quickly. It's just, I've been eating a healthy combination of foods. It's not a fad diet. There are no expensive prepackaged meals. This is a great way to slim down for summer. Right now, you can save $200 on the plan just by dropping my name. Just go to slcfatloss.com to schedule your free consultation. Tell them Maria sent you. Call 801-450-1882 or go to slcfatloss.com, slcfatloss.com.
Are you stressing about your IRS tax problems? Have you received notices from the IRS threatening to garnish your wages, levy your bank accounts, or seize your property? You need an ally. Allies Tax Relief has tax attorneys and enrolled agents that are ready to fight for you. They have saved millions for taxpayers just like you. Allies Tax Relief can help put a stop to IRS collections and, most importantly, negotiate your tax debt. Here's Brenda, a happy client of Allies Tax Relief.
I owed the IRS around $57,000, and they're about to start garnishing my paychecks. I heard a commercial on the radio about Allies Tax Relief, so I thought I'd give them a call. After a day, they were able to at least stop the garnishments, and after a few months of negotiations, I walked away owing the IRS only $301.
If you owe the IRS, call Allies Tax Relief right now for your free consultation. Call 800-230-5174, 800-230-5174. That's 800-230-5174.
The best kept secret is this is the pass. It's a pass for fun for everyone. Now through April 30th, save $20 off every annual pass level. 362 days of fun. Visit thisisthepass.com.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's New News. Recapping our top story, new evidence is being presented in the Chad Daybell trial. An FBI detective has been on the stand today saying that cell phone data puts Lori Vallow's brother on the Daybell property on the days surrounding the murder. KSL News Time, 1238. The Highland City Council has called a special meeting tonight regarding whether they want to pursue splitting from the Alpine School District. KSL News Radio's Adam Small has more.
According to tonight's agenda, the council is going to first see a presentation about the feasibility of splitting the district. They're then going to vote on a resolution which would call on the mayor to begin negotiating the process with other cities within Alpine's boundaries. This comes just days after a consulting firm recommended that the district split in two after months of studying the issue. The Alpine School Board still has to vote on whether or not to adopt that suggestion. If they do, voters would then have the final say on a split in November. Tonight's meeting in Highland is at 8 o'clock. Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
More than 20 adaptive recreation groups gathered at Sandy Base Therapy NeuroWorks to connect with patients. Physical therapist Emma Buckley says seeing these groups help people hike and rock climb or water ski is inspiring.
Society treats them as other or different and feels like an odd one out, are able to come to an event like this and just be with their peers and meet somebody new and find a new connection.
Buckley says non-locals who benefit will often go home and start their own group to help build that community. Lehigh City is planning to redesign and revitalize the old downtown area. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit reports.
The city is still in the planning phase, so we're likely not going to see any hard-cut plans until the start of next year. Still, Development Director Kim Struthers says residents want to see legacy sites be preserved and the area become a little less car-centric.
And this is, like I said, one of those key centers that we really want to keep vibrant and, you know, really build on. You know, I think that's part of what makes Lehigh unique.
Struthers is hoping Lehigh City will be finished with the study phase by next March. Michael Kimmitt, KSL News Radio.
The wet weather over the weekend has Bryanhead announcing an extension. The resort is adding an extra weekend of bonus skiing from May 10th through May 12th. It was previously scheduled to close on May 5th. Solitude is also staying open through May 12th, and Snowbird will be open through Memorial Day. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Let's get the latest. Here's Ricky Meese.
A couple of surface street crashes, one 90th South between 4th and 5th West. The other one involving a motorcycle, Redwood Road, about 4500 South. Not seeing any delays in both of those spots. Valley Freeway traffic still looking good with no problems and good speeds. Attention Wasatch Front businesses and property managers. GoPave Utah is a full-service parking lot paving, repair, and maintenance company servicing the Wasatch Front. Contact GoPave Utah today. GoPaveUtah.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Hey, not a bad first half of the day today. We'll go 69 for a high, a little breezy out of the south, but clouds thickening up into the afternoon and evening. 39 overnight, goes to 62 tomorrow, mostly sunny skies. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
It's partly cloudy, 64 degrees downtown. Coming up on Utah's Noon News, the state GOP convention this weekend was contentious. A lot of shouting and disagreements. We'll hear from the editor at Utah Policy who says the anger and animosity was very disturbing. That's next, streaming live at KSLNewsRadio.com and on the app for KSL News Radio. We are Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
A fiduciary has the regulatory obligation to put your best interest first. Trajan Wealth is a financial fiduciary for your investments. With Trajan Wealth, the more you make, the more we make. Our interests are aligned. Most other financial advisors are brokers held to a lesser standard and are paid an upfront commission to sell you something. Call Trajan Wealth 801-899-7600. That's 801-899-7600.
Advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor.
Be advised, this is your opportunity to save up to 40 to 80% on a hot tub or swim spa. This weekend only, Friday through Sunday, Mountain America Expo Center Sandy. Be advised, this is your opportunity to save up to 40 to 80% on a hot tub or swim spa. This weekend only, Friday through Sunday, Mountain America Expo Center Sandy. 18-month interest-free financing. Our factories have demanded we sell 1,000 hot tubs and swim spas this weekend. Mountain America Expo Center Sandy. Huge factory incentives, factory rebates. This weekend only, Mountain America Expo Center Sandy. We can remove your old hot tub. Free delivery of your new hot tub. Hot tubs starting at $2,999. Mountain America Expo Center Sandy. Free delivery of your new hot tub. Just relax and enjoy. Mountain America Expo Center Sandy. Friday, 2 p.m. to 8 p.m. Saturday, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sunday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Free admission, free parking, free delivery. Mountain America Expo Center Sandy. Call 833-SPA-SALE or visit hottubandswimspasale.com.
Hi, this is Doug Wright with yet another great experiment you can try right there at home. I want you to take 4 bags of water softener salt. Lift 3 of the bags with one hand. Good luck on that. And 1 bag with your other hand. Now, if you're like most people, you'll probably find that three bags of salt weigh about three times as much as one bag of salt. And that's an important thing to keep in mind when you're shopping for a water softener. You see, Kinetico of Utah, an authorized Kinetico dealer, their water softeners are so well designed, they use only one bag of salt for every three that other water softeners use. Now, I can't speak for you, but I'm not a fan of lower back pain, and as our little experiment has hopefully demonstrated, carrying that one bag of salt, it's a lot easier on your back than carrying three. That's just one of the many reasons you should look into water softeners from Kinetico of Utah, an authorized Kinetico dealer. To learn more, call Kinetico of Utah, 801-576-8600, or go to softwaterutah.com.
KSL News Time, 1245. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
an FBI agent testifying in the Chad Daybell trial that Lori Vallow Daybell's brother was on the Daybell property where the two kids were found buried just days after those kids were last seen. I'm KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe.
Second, eight charges are being filed against the man who opened fire on police, hitting one officer in Vernal over the weekend. The suspect and the officer are still in the hospital. Third, traffic and weather together, Ricky.
You have a good drive on all the valley freeways, including I-15 in Weber, Davis, Salt Lake, and Utah counties. We have the cleanup of a crash in Sandy, 90th South between 4th and 5th West. Ricky Meeson, the KSL Traffic Center.
A little breezy today with highs in the upper 60s, then cloudy tonight. I'm Matt Johnson.
Partly cloudy, 64 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
ABC News. I'm Daria Aldinger. Secretary of State Blinken is in the Mideast as negotiations continue in hopes of reaching a humanitarian ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. In Tel Aviv, a major protest. Prime Minister Netanyahu's handling of the situation.
Senior Hamas official has said to ABC News today that the proposal on the table is, in their minds, positive. More positive than the deal that was potentially proposed weeks ago. But they did say to us that there are still issues that need to be negotiated.
ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge in Tel Aviv. A deadline has passed for student protesters at Columbia University to leave an on-campus encampment and to sign documents promising to abide by school policies or be suspended. The cleanup is beginning in communities affected by the weekend tornado outbreak. Oklahoma hit especially hard with widespread damage and several confirmed deaths. This is ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. As opinions on Saturday's state Republican convention continue to roll in, reviews appear mixed. Holly Richardson, editor of Utah Policy, covered the convention. She told Dave and Dujanovic that even some of the delegates left frustrated.
I sat towards the back around a lot of first-time delegates, heard the same thing. You know, this is not what I expected. This is really hard. I don't think I'm ever going to do this again. Heard from multiple delegates who were either not Caucasian or maybe not part of the angrier crowd, saying they felt threatened, saying that they felt like they had to move to a different area, that they were greeted with swear words that were quite violent. And told that they didn't belong in that party. And some of them were just like, I'm just here. I support teachers and I support public education. And they were getting that kind of stuff thrown at them.
So if you were to look at maybe a way to streamline this compared to what they had done in the years past, was there something clearly different with the way this one was run that made it so slow and clumsy?
I think part of it was even the location, and the chair addressed that at the beginning and said, you know, we had limited options by the time we got to the SCC, which is the State Central Committee, approving where we could go start looking for a venue, and the Salt Palace was the only place, but they had other multiple events there that day as well. And so by the time they were kind of squished back into a corner, even the room to where they had all of the displays is also where people came and signed in, right? And that's where you had lines of credentialing that could last more than 3 hours. Some of them were in line for more than 3 hours. But part of it was because they had such little space, actually, that it was really hard to, like, spread them out by name or by Senate district or, you know, congressional district, anything. They're really – it was just really cumbersome. And there have been other conventions that have gone more smoothly, but this one, for a variety of factors, probably was pretty clunky.
Richardson says she's been going to convention for over 20 years, but the anger and contempt that she saw on Saturday was concerning. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Ricky?
Nice and quiet on the Valley freeways. Even where traffic is busy, it's moving, and that's a very good sign. We still have the cleanup of the one crash in Sandy, 90th South, between 4th and 5th West. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-8 forecast. We've got partly cloudy skies today, a little bit of a breeze in the afternoon, 69 the high. Mostly sunny, 62 for tomorrow, 54 on Wednesday, a little cooler, mostly cloudy with a PM shower possible. Back up to 59, partly cloudy, that's below normal by Thursday still. Hey, back up to 67 on Friday, sunny skies, Saturday, Sunday, back into the 70s. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Partly cloudy, 64 degrees downtown. The 7-day forecast is brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. Quick check of the markets. A lot of good numbers today. The Dow up by triple digits. A complete update of your money news coming up next.
Guys, are you ready to give up because you think you've tried everything and you're still dealing with loss of energy, poor sleep, weight gain, and even ED? Revive Men's Health Salt Lake City has local medical providers that offer low T and ED treatments customized to each patient's unique physical makeup. By working with a specialized compounding lab, personalized treatments are guaranteed, even when generic pills and supplements haven't worked. It all starts with your free comprehensive exam and consultation. Availability is limited. Book today, and for this month only, Revive offers qualified patients a free one-month supply of personalized ED medication, plus a free ED treatment producing immediate results. The experts at Revive Men's Health Salt Lake City will work to provide the right treatment for you so you can show up as the best you in all aspects of your life. Call 801-263-7777. That's 801-263-7777. Or send them a private message at revivemenshealth.com.
It's been a rough winter for sure, but visitors are flocking to Box Elder County. Our feathered visitors, that is. Bear River Migratory Bird Refuge is busy hosting swans to swallows, geese to grebes. The spring migration is in full swing, and all that's missing is you. Box Elder County really is for the birds. Just a short 60 minutes north of Salt Lake, Box Elder County is the perfect place to make memories and celebrate spring, along with spending time with our feathered friends. You'll experience amazing restaurants and unique shopping. Come take a soak at Crystal Hot Springs, home to the highest mineral content of any natural hot springs in the world. Let the winter melt away as you relax and rejuvenate. Take in a theater performance at one of the live theaters or visit one of the fine museums. Visitors really are chirping all about Box Elder County. Check out visitboxeldercounty.com and see why Box Elder County is for the birds. That's boxeldercounty.com.
Email from school. What about the incident today?
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night, too. Did you have a clue?
No, but you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes, but if you're ever concerned about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Tim and Amanda.
Yes, KSL is a trusted institution. I mean, it's a 100-year-old institution, and I know that with that legacy comes a responsibility and a trust. But I want you to know, we have diverse voices at this radio station. Young people, we have people of all different ages, of all different cultural backgrounds, who put their two cents into what stories we cover from day to day, a voice that is given to those stories.
Well, I've been kicking around the Salt Lake City market for 40 years. I felt like I needed a decade of radio under my belt. before I even attempted to climb that mountain. So as important as KSL is to you, you need to know that it's an important institution for both of us and something that we take very seriously in the responsibility of providing the right news and information for you and your families every day and carrying on the tradition of this great radio station.
Utah's Morning News between 5 and 9 on KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 12:54. It was a big weekend for a lot of local football players in the NFL draft. 8 players with local ties were drafted.
And with the 44th pick,
60th pick,
63 pick,
76th pick,
the Las Vegas Raiders, Buffalo Bills, Kansas City,
Denver Broncos select
Jackson Powers Johnson,
Cole Bishop, DB, Utah,
Kinsley Tuamaia from BYU.
On top of that, a big group of others signed free agent deals or were invited to mini camps. KSL Sports reports University of Utah now has 26 active players on NFL rosters, and BYU has 24 players on active NFL rosters. Watching Utah's money, Google is officially worth $2 trillion, making it the 4th most valuable public company in the world. This comes despite the company dealing with 2 huge threats, AI and regulations. Executives also cut projects and laid off hundreds of employees in recent quarters. College tuition is surging in several states. Go Banking Rates says tuition in Iowa jumped 48% over the past decade. Oregon went up 30%. Alaska went up by almost 29%. The New York Federal Reserve says student loan balances stand at $1.6 trillion. Driverless trucks could soon start hauling freight across the country. Aurora Innovation, Inc. plans to start using 20 driverless trucks on Interstate 45 between Dallas and Houston areas later this year. The goal is for the trucks, which can run nearly around the clock without any breaks, to speed the flow of goods, accelerate delivery times, and lower costs. However, the vehicles are drawing skepticism for safety reasons. Taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow up by 112 points. That's about 0.25%, sitting at 38,352. S&P is up by 9. The NASDAQ is up by 36 points. Ford is now under federal investigation after 2 deadly crashes that involved its driver assistance technology. ABC's Mike Dubusky has more.
Blue Cruise is now the subject of a National Highway Traffic Safety Administration investigation after the agency found the technology was active during 2 recent crashes in Texas and Pennsylvania, which killed 3 people. Blue Cruise is a feature available on certain Ford trucks like the F-150, Expedition, and Explorer that allows the driver to briefly take their hands off the wheel while driving on certain pre-mapped roads.
Both of those crashes involved Ford's Mustang Mach-E electric crossover.